Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, who offer you some energy-saving tips during this heat wave. Schedule heat-related chores like cooking, cleaning, and laundry to early morning or evening hours. More tips at mte.com/myenergyplan. Time to talk with Lisa Trail. She is the spokesperson for Murfreesboro City Schools. And I know you're thinking, gosh, you're talking schools, but school is out. That doesn't mean that the city system isn't busy at work. Miss Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
You are busy at work, and one of those things we're going to talk about is obviously going on right now, and that's the summer food locations around the city.
Yeah, absolutely. And we actually have over 900 students in school right now because our summer school program is still going on as well. So just because it's summer doesn't mean that we have closed, that's for sure. So if you're driving some of those locations, you're going to see that we still have the crossing guards out. There's still buses running. So it's still a pretty active time of year.
Yeah. Now, summer school, how long will that go? To the end of the month?
It goes to the end of the month.
Okay. Yeah. And so you probably have noticed that. I bet it's kind of weird for people to think, oh, I thought school was out, but what's happening? But, you know, now they know.
Yeah, when you see the crossing guards and you see the lights flashing, that's real. We still have school going on. So that's our summer school location.
So outside of that, the summer food locations are all around the city, and you're working to make sure that these kiddos have something in their bellies at lunchtime.
Absolutely. Just because school is out doesn't mean that kids aren't still hungry. And our food locations for the summer is part of a federal program. It's through the USDA. And we have those sites on our website. I think you may have it on your website with WGNS as well. And then we have it on our social media. But it is free regardless of whether you come to Murfreesboro City Schools or not. If you're 18 years and under, the locations are at several of our schools, the ones that actually are having summer school programs, and then several of the apartment complexes as well. We are going to them with our child bus, and, you know, that's food on wheels. So we want to make sure everyone knows about that and has the opportunity to take advantage of those meals for your children.
The Discovery Center is one of those locations I noticed. You mentioned those apartments, and again, it's at cityschools.net if you want to see the locations. Mm-hmm. Now, I do notice that there are like four schools that will start up after, end of July or so. Is that because we're getting close to school starting back?
It is. It's because summer school is over with at that point, and so some of the other school locations open up as well. So right now, it's at Bradley, Discovery, Northfield, John Pittard, Reeves, Rogers, Scales, and then we add Black Fox, Kaysen Lane, Hobgood, and Mitchell Nelson later in July. So okay. We want to make sure people have the opportunity to come by. And again, you just walk in the doors at the school and tell them you're there for the summer feeding, and they will take care of you from that point. Now, but there are specific times, so they do need to look at that.
Yeah, very true. And those times vary. And I did say a second ago that, you know, make sure they have lunch in their bellies, but also you're doing breakfast and lunch. So that's, I want to make sure we know that.
Right, exactly. So breakfast and lunch, our nutrition department is really at work. It really is, when you talk about summer, there's kind of this thought process that we're not doing that much, but there is so many things going on. Our maintenance team, my goodness, they are hard at work, and our yards crew, just making sure everything is ready for us to begin the school year again. And if we're not, chances are, if we don't have a summer school going on in a particular school, our maintenance team is in that alternate school, making sure that everything's ready to go. So a lot of people make sure that the schools are ready for the following year over the summertime.
Yeah, my circle of folks, you know, our teachers and administrators and things of that nature that I talk to frequently. And that was always the thing, you know, summertime, these principals, they have a to-do list, and this is the best time to get that done. And, you know, some of them even chip in and go in and get some of the things done because they know these maintenance folks are working really, really hard. So, I mean, there's a scurry of activity at all the schools just to make sure that opening day, it's just like opening day for baseball. You want to be ready.
That's exactly right. And it's all the behind the scenes things that happen to make sure that that first day of school, kids have classrooms ready and desk and walls are painted and roofs are done and all the things that we try to do when the students aren't in the classrooms.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, during that time, we're talking about waxing the floors, you know, painting, all that kind of thing, right? I mean, it's just unbelievable to think about what goes into it. Deep cleans.
Installing some new playground equipment. You know, there's, if you looked at the list of things that our maintenance team is doing, it's just amazing. Again, I'll give them a huge shout out for all their work during the summertime. Same thing with our transportation. You know, a lot of them are running the summer buses for summer school, but if not, they may be what people you're seeing in the yard crews, making sure that everything is weed eated and the yards are mowed and all those good things. So, again, lots of activities in and out of our schools.
Most certainly. We're talking with Lisa Trail with Murfreesboro City Schools today. I did notice that it hasn't been, what, I guess maybe last Wednesday, you named a Dr. Duke named a principal at Northfield, Melissa Bryant, Miffleton. I know where's Melissa Bryant. We went to school together back in the day.
That's you can tell that Melissa's been around a long time. Yeah. What you call her. So the people who call her Bryant, that's exactly right as well. Yes, so Melissa is going to be the new principal at Northfield. We are so excited for her and this opportunity. Ms. Campbell, who was the principal the past several years, has decided that she is ready to retire a little early, I think. So Melissa has been the principal there for the past 5 years. She took over right during COVID, if my memory serves right. So this is a great opportunity for her, and she's got so much passion in for education, and I think she's going to bring that same passion to her new role as principal.
Yeah, so I noticed that, you know, that was something that happened this summer. We're talking about kids in summer school and the summer feeding program that's going on. So it is a very, very busy time, but we do want to kind of peek ahead just a little bit because the next school year, as fast as June has gone, it's going to get here upon us really quick, I think.
It really will. Yeah, so as we look at the new school year ahead, we have several industries or nonprofits that reach out to us quite often, and we're so blessed with that. The things that, and they're asking, you know, what do you need to start the school year off? So if there is someone, a group out that wants to help with school supplies, just give us a call. We'll talk about that and what supplies are needed, whether it's for the classroom, for the teacher, or for the students. We always have a list of those kind of things. We're also ready for our backpack foods that we begin the first week that kids come to school, where by the next week they're going home with backpacks if they are children who are chronically hungry. And we do get a food grant every year, and hopefully we will again this year from Second Harvest to take care of those backpack supply needs. And when I say backpack, it's just small food items that fit in a child's backpack, but it actually keeps them from being hungry over the weekend. So, but the food that we actually receive from Second Harvest just doesn't cover everything. So we have been so fortunate to have some churches. Our fire department has done a couple of food drives for us. We've also had other corporate folks that have helped us with that. So if there's something like that you want to put on your schedule, whether you want to do it in July or in the fall, now's the time to really talk about that, and we'll get a plan together.
So kind of talk a little bit more about the backpack program, because that's important. It kind of is along the same lines or premise of the summer feeding program, right?
That's exactly right. We know that there are students that come to school every day that really would be classified as chronically hungry. During the week, during a typical week when school's in session, they're eating breakfast and lunch with us. If they're staying for ESP, they're most likely getting a snack at ESP as well. But on Saturdays and Sundays, they may not have the same food sources. And I want to say it's not because the parents aren't trying. They are trying, but it's just a lot to feed extra mouths. And, you know, it's one of those things, if you're at work all day long, if you're working on Saturdays and Sundays, trying to make sure that there's something in the cabinets that your children can eat, and not to have to worry about that is one less burden that a parent would have to take on. So our school social workers and our teachers, our principals, can really help identify those children who may be chronically hungry on the weekends, because they can tell. And they work with the families to just say, would it be helpful to have this food sent home so that your child can have access, you know, easy access to food over the weekends. And this could be anything from breakfast cereals to kind of the pop-top cans is what I always call them. They have things like me growing up, it would have been Beanie Weenies, but there's a lot of SpaghettiOs, those raviolis, shells and cheese, you know, like the Velveeta shells and cheese that a child can easily make for themselves in a microwave. So that's the kind of food that we're sending home, just so they have something in their bellies over the weekend so they're ready to come back to school on Monday.
And those school supplies, I mean, many are in a situation where it just becomes cost prohibitive, especially, you know, you're trying to get, you know, some sneakers for the year and, you know, clothes and that kind of thing. And just getting started in the school year can be kind of costly. And so these supplies certainly help in those situations too.
Absolutely. We try to keep our supply list under $25, especially if you're finding those really great deals on those tax-free weekends or back-to-school bargains. But even if it's $25 and you have two or three children, plus you're buying them back-to-school clothes and or their sneakers or whatever it is they need, it just helps parents to be able to be prepared and helps children. Every child really deserves to have a new pencil and a new pen and a new pack of crayons to start a school year outright. Yeah. And that's what we're trying to do, is get that in those hands.
There are school supply lists, I guess, just about anywhere you want to look. I saw them out this weekend. So, I mean, they're already at the places where you would buy school supplies.
They are. They're already there. They're on our website if you want to look for that. And we also use a program called Teacher List. And if you go to that, you can find just about any school, Murfreesboro City Schools as well as Rutherford County Schools, what's on that list for the kids. And again, we try to keep those lists as simple as possible, but it is just sometimes you just need a little help.
Sure. And I know that there are also, you know, nonprofits in the area, United Way, they all try to help with the backpacks and, you know, stuff the bus and things like that. And so all of these things help both school systems, city schools obviously included with that. So, you know, every little pack of paper and pencils really goes a long way to help, for sure.
Absolutely. And United Way, I think their Stuff the Bus kickoff is next week, and that will help Murfreesboro City, Rutherford County, and Cannon Counties with back-to-school items.
Mm-hmm. So I did pull up the calendar, and it is Wednesday, August the 7th for the first half day, and the first full day is that Thursday, and it gets rocking and rolling 1st of August, so it'll be here.
It does. First half day for those that are in 1st through 6th grade, and then our pre-K and our kindergarten will have different beginning days, and we will make sure they know those.
Well, very good. Miss Lisa, thank you so much for being with us today. It's always good to catch up, and I hope you're having at least some summer here. Don't work too hard.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you. That is Lisa Trail joining us today here on Rutherford Issues, and we appreciate you being a part of the show, and thanks to Lisa for coming on today. Want to remind you that if you missed some of the information on the program, you came in a bit late, you heard us talking about, you know, the summer food locations, and you didn't hear all of that or all the things that we talked about with Lisa, we'll have this up on the podcast very shortly, WGNSradio.com. Just look under podcast and Rutherford Issues, and I'll put links to the city schools website for the summer food locations and things of that nature, and the calendar. That's going to be important to know, right? Coming up. All right. Thanks for joining us today here on Rutherford Issues. Back at it again tomorrow.